Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel. Hello. Hello again. Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel here, and I think everything is recording. It's been a while, but I am back. Yes, Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel, with the Podcast of Steel, episode 1. I thought it was time I made my return, as it were. I've missed this. I genuinely have missed this. More so, I think, talking with other people, and I will get to that in a moment about where I've been, what I've been doing, and what I've missed about doing this little hobby, this podcast, this project of passion. But yes, if you don't know, I am Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel. I am a Superman fan, a Superman ambassador, and have been for many years. I am a lover of everything to do with Superman. Comics, TV, films, music, merchandise, toys, memorabilia. Everything and everything about Superman brings me joy, which is why a big part of this podcast will be about Superman, but also about geekiness in general, passions, those things that make us happy, that bring us alive. There are moments when you are speaking with someone about what brings them happiness, and it's a light goes on inside them when you hear about what makes them passionate. And that is something that I'm looking forward to doing more, hearing more passions, speaking with people around the world about what brings them happiness, what their passions in life are all about. Because that's when I really like to find out more about people and share their stories with you. That is what this podcast is going to be about. Of course, it will still have all the classic things there as well. I will be reviewing TV shows and movies and books and talking about my adventures and talking about everything that is going on in the world of entertainment. Those things that we love to talk about. Trailers, movies, Comic-Cons, concerts, everything that is a big part of our lifestyle, geeks in general. There are so many fandoms and things that we have in our life that sometimes it's hard to keep up with everything. There are so many things out there that I'm still learning about, that I'm still enjoying, still discovering. There are so many Superman comics out there and Superman stories that I haven't read yet. There are many DC Comics characters, heroes and villains that I have not experienced yet, but I am. It's something that I love so much about the world, that of this world of comic entertainment, is that there's always something new to read, something to enjoy, something you didn't know existed. And when a comic or a TV show or a film gets recommended to me, I love that because I can dive into something else that somebody else loves and enjoys, and I can give it a go. I might like it, I might not, but I am always open-minded. I want to try new things. I want to experience new forms of entertainment and laugh at new things and get excited about new things. And there's a lot coming out this year to be excited for. There's the Flash movie, there's Blue Beetle, there's Aquaman that's coming out. There's so much stuff coming out. Barbie as well, and Oppenheimer. All these, it's just big films that are coming out this year that I will be sharing my thoughts on this podcast when the time comes. But where do I begin with this podcast? I've already shared episodes of this show before in the past, but we are back at stage one. Episode 1, numero uno. I wanted a clean slate, I wanted a fresh start, I wanted to come back to this show with some of the knowledge that I've learned from this journey first began a few years ago. In the meantime, We've had a pandemic, of course, and many things have changed, and we can talk about those on this show soon. But I have missed talking with all of you and talking with people around the world, talking with friends, talking with creators, and I wanted this to come back. And it felt like the right time. It's been something that's been on my mind for a while, and I'm glad it's back. This episode is just me. I am the guest on this episode, so there's probably going to be some rambling on here, but in the future, the very near future, I have got some guests coming on to talk about what makes them happy, talking about what their place in the geeky universe is, and I'm looking forward to those chats. It's going to be a fun adventure that I'm looking forward to starting again. But when I asked online what people wanted to hear on this particular episode, this first one, this first of many, a lot of the responses were my origin story. And I've shared this before. It's a fun little thing about me. It's like one of those awkward things you get when you start a new job or you're in college and it's your first day and you have to go around the room and name things about you that are interesting. And I'm not always the best at talking about myself, but an origin story is what it is. It needs to be brief, precise, and to the point. So without further ado, I'm Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel, and I like Superman. Is that enough? Probably not. But I started this Instagram page many, many years ago to document my Superman collection. I was taking photographs of things and I was a bit naive at the time because I didn't know that other people could see my photographs. I was just using it as a way to document and be creative with my collection, whether it be my comics, my books, or my action figures. And then started using hashtags because I saw that other people were doing that and following people, and people started following me, and then it kind of snowballed, and I was interacting with fellow fans from around the world, and I enjoyed sharing my passions for Superman more, whether it be a comic or a review or sharing some of my t-shirts or more random pieces of my collection. For example, behind me, you can't see it on my shelves of steel, there is an Avon hairbrush on there from the 60s, I believe, which is a delightfully bizarre and unique item, but it's something fun, and that is what my collection and way of life is all about. It's fun things. So, yeah, I was LS Bug on Instagram. The initials LS Bug for Luke Spencer Bug. That's me. Hello. And after a while, I got invited to events and to review comics and review toys, and it was lots, as it always is, it still is, it's pinch me moments where I get to be a voice for the community to talk about the things that we all love and give honest, open reviews, and but with my spin on things, my positive nature always shines through, I feel, and that's something that I really do like about my pages and my persona on public media and, you know, in the real world. And positivity is something that I've always believed in, and that's helped me, I feel, grow as Luke Bug and this kind of Frankenstein that took over my life, which is the Geek of Steel. I'm not subtle about this little guy on my chest. I love him. He's become a part of me. He's helped me gain confidence in certain situations and do things that I probably wouldn't have done in the past. Things like go to America to the Superman celebration and be surrounded by Superman fans from all around the world. To interview people like Kevin Smith and Zachary Levi and speak with people that have played Superman. People that have brought my hero to life. I've met Henry Cavill very briefly at the Batman v Superman premiere I was in the crowd and he was walking the red carpet and I shook his hand. And on that particular day, I feel a big part of the Geek of Steel came to be. I left home very early on that morning and went to London to attend the red carpet premiere and be in the audience just to watch people go up and down and watch these celebrities go in to see the film. And I was there pretty much all day, surrounded by strangers. You know, again, it's out of my comfort zone at the time. And I had an amazing time. I met some wonderful people. And as Henry Cavill was walking down the red carpet, I had one of these very hats on. And I wanted him to sign it. I'd already gotten a few signatures. And he was there. I had my pen in my hand and my phone in my hand, trying to take selfies. Nothing was happening. I was awkward. It was clumsy. And I handed Henry Cavill my cap and asked him to sign it. I said a few brief words along the lines of thank you for everything that you've done for Superman. And he put my hat back in my hand and shook my hand. And I was like, wow, I've just shaken Superman's hand. But in that moment, I had no proof that it had happened. I had bragging rights, as it were, but no proof. But at that exact moment, on the red carpet premiere, it was being live streamed on YouTube. And as I was going home that night after a very long day, I was on cloud 9.5. And I got a few messages saying, are you wearing a red hoodie? I was like, yeah, why? What's going on? It turns out that moment when Henry Cavill shook my hand and signed my cap, it was being streamed around the world. So I had evidence that wonderful moment did in fact happen. And it wasn't a dream. It was a moment of reality. And that's when I got so much enjoyment out of sharing a very happy moment from my life with all of you, with people from all around the world. People that it could possibly inspire them to leave their comfort zones and do something fun and new and exciting and go out there and try new things. And that's what I always love to do is to share that positivity, that excitement, that joy with other people. Because that is, again, I said this before, it's when a light switches on inside somebody, you get to learn new things about someone and learn about what brings them joy, what brings them happiness. And I think pretty much, yeah, at this time, at the Batman v Superman, I was already doing a few things as Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel, as it were, but that's when I was like, right, let's do something with this. Let's make this even more fun, if that was possible. And yes, over the years, Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel. Sometimes it's hard for me to say Luke Bug and not include the Geek of Steel after I announce my name. But I've enjoyed every moment of doing new things and meeting new people, interviewing people, talking about what brings me joy and talking about what brings us all happiness and excitement. There's so much negativity online and everywhere these days. And I try to avoid that as much as I possibly can. There are going to be some things about films and movies and TV shows that I don't like and I'm happy to talk about online. But I much prefer a positive place online, a safe place as it were. As safe as it can be online. And that's why all my pages, all my content online is jolly, is positive, it's fun, it's sometimes silly, it's very occasionally serious. And I'm sure on this podcast in the future, I will be talking about some serious subjects. And I look forward to doing that, to searching deeper within me about what makes me tick and learning more about others. About what brings them happiness and what to do in those moments when happiness is almost out of reach and what we can do to find it when we need to search for it. And yeah, that's what this podcast was all about and will be about in the future. There's so much to talk about and I've got so much to talk about. This podcast was always a way for me to to get words out of my head when I'm not blabbering into a microphone. I'm normally blabbering into a journal or a book and writing down my feelings and my worries and my thoughts, my dreams and aspirations about my role in the universe. And I'm looking forward to using this microphone to document that and talk more about everything. But movies and reviews and shows and experiences is what I love to talk about. And that's what The Geek of Steel has done over the years. It's when I look back and I read past journals and I go and watch my old videos and interviews to see what I've got up to. There are, again, pinch me moments. I've had some fantastic opportunities whilst working with Warner Brothers UK and DC Comics to speak with movie directors and movie stars. So just this year, I've spoken with Zachary Levi and David Sandberg about Shazam. I got to meet them before the movie premiere. And just last year, for the Black Adam movie, I was invited to London with some fellow bloggers from the UK to attend an event before the Black Adam premiere. And we met Dwayne Johnson, which was just one of the most surreal moments in my blogging career, as it were. I mean, a wonderful guy. He's down to earth. He is what you would expect him to be like, but it's still hard to imagine being in the same room as somebody that is as famous as he is. It was bizarre. But what was fantastic about it was there was a moment when he came into the room and we all had to introduce ourselves to him. And because, as I said before, I can't help including my full title, I introduced myself and said, "Hello, sir, I am Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel." And he went, yes, you are. And I was like, okay, another pinch me moment, but a fantastic one, and one that still makes me giggly and giddy when I think about it. And it was a fantastic movie. There were, as always, when it comes to DC Comics and DC Comics movies, there's controversy, as always. And I'm sure I will get to talk a bit about that on today's podcast, if we have time. I said I wasn't going to ramble too much on this particular episode, but who knows what will happen. We're only, about 20 minutes in? And if I start talking about Henry Cavill and Superman, there's a chance that this podcast could turn into 2 hours. But that's what I love to do. I love talking about Superman. I love talking about comics. And I love talking about Christopher Reeve as Superman. That's one of those big things online, is that you can't seem to like both. You can either like one or the other, which is absolute in just madness. I love Christopher Reeve. I love Henry Cavill. I love Tom Welling. I love Brandon. I love anybody that helps bring my superhero, my Superman, to life. Because as long as that's happening, my hero's stories are still being told. He is still being a part of pop culture. And for me, yes, I am very biased, but Superman is the most important and iconic superhero. He was the first. Superman 1978. It's in its 45th anniversary this year. I've been lucky enough now to see that on a cinema screen a few times, and it still hits me in the heart every time. I can feel my body smile when I watch that film, when I hear that music, when I see that suit, when I see all those characters telling a fantastic story. Because it's my hero. And other people will play my hero. Superman is a huge part of this world of comic entertainment. And he will be for years to come. And I'm looking forward to reporting when we find out more information about James Gunn's Superman legacy. That is going to be huge. It's going to be controversial. It's going to have positive and negative feedback. But I'm simply happy because, again, My hero's story is still being told. He's my character. He's my go-to giver of joy. So I'm happy when I see it. I'm happy when I see Superman on somebody else's t-shirt or in a book or referenced in a TV show or a film. There's a part of me that sort of lights up when I hear Superman or hear somebody else talking about my hero. And that's again why I'm looking forward to bringing that element of the podcast back. When I interviewed people before, one of my final questions, which I'm sure I will be bringing back, was, what does Superman mean to you? Everybody has their own answers. Everybody has something different to give. But it's a fun question, and I love hearing everybody's answers. So that will be happening again soon as well. People, if you are going to be a guest on my show, expect to talk a little bit about Superman, at least, just to keep me happy. And after all, it's my show, and I'm the boss, so to speak. But the podcast of Steel and the Geek of Steel, they do go hand in hand. And again, some fantastic moments have happened. And more, hopefully, will come in the future. There have been some fantastic moments when I've been able to speak with people and be spotted out in the real world. That's always interesting when it happens, to say the least. I'm not always I can't do cocky and confident, and I'm as happy to see you are as happy as I could be. You know, it's nice to be associated with Superman in that way, to be a part of the tapestry of Superman. One of my favourite things that's pretty much happened for most of my life is that people will text me or call me when Superman's playing on TV, or one of the actors that have played Superman is being interviewed for something. They'll say, Henry Cavill's on BBC tonight on the Graham Norton show, or put on this channel now and Superman 2's playing. And it's nice to have that little bit of, what's the word that I'm looking for? To be connected to Superman's legacy. I'm not essentially riding his coattails, but I'm possibly clinging onto his cape and riding that wave of fame. One of those interactions that I've had on Twitter a few years ago for the official Superman Twitter page. I know it's a company-driven page. I know there's not actually Superman in charge of those tweets, but I had an interaction with the Superman account, and he said that I think I've got the picture saved somewhere, but I was given the title of Superman's official pal, and I was like, wow, I've taken over from Jimmy Olsen. I'm his actual pal. And it's moments like that make me so unbelievably blessed. And over the years, I've been called lucky quite a few times. It's not my favourite term, if I'm completely honest. When I get invited to events, or when I'm given early access to a film or a book or a game to review, or if I'm sent a DVD through the post to watch and enjoy. Lucky is normally the comment that comes up straight away. And I am a great believer in the quote of, the harder you work, the luckier you get. Listen to that again, if you will. Over the years, I have sent out hundreds of emails talking about me and what I do online, and asking to help promote other people's brands, whether it be clothes, toys, books, candy sometimes. And I've probably had way more no's than even replies, but I'm persistent and I'm polite, and I've been, I'll say it, I'm good at representing characters. I'm good at representing Superman. I've learned over the years what companies want in return for you to represent their brands. And I've seen others come and go, as it were, people that want to try and do the same as me, and I'm all for it. I've even shared podcasts in the past about how to start up as a blogger, as, you know, a Superman fan or a comics fan. Some people have listened to said advice, and some people don't want to put the work in. They just want the results, and that rarely works. That's what I think. But I've enjoyed this path of constant learning, as I'm always learning new things on how to be the Geek of Steel, and how to be a blogger, and how to be a content creator, as it were. And there's those, it's a dreadful term, but the phrase of influencer. I mean, I was having a conversation about this the other day, of what an influencer actually is, and we all do it. We all are influencers. We watch a film at the cinema, or we read a book, or we listen to a song by a new artist or an old artist, and we tell our friends, listen to this, watch this film, enjoy this book, I think you'd like it. That's what an influencer does, essentially. And yes, there are, obviously, there are these mainstream influencers that do it constantly and a bit more in your face, where they're selling their soul for a cup of coffee or whatever it be. But I've had offers in the past to work with companies to promote their products. And if I don't feel like I'm going to be able to make content or understand the product or enjoy the product, then I'm going to say no. Integrity and honesty is key with me. I wouldn't want to suggest something that you go out and buy or watch and you wouldn't like it. So that's always the risky thing when working with companies, and they want you to promote something that you necessarily wouldn't want to somebody else to use. Luckily for me, it's not happened that many times. And I love sharing my reviews about films and love sharing my thoughts on products and toys and books and games. My head is often filled with opinions and thoughts about things. So this is when this podcast is going to help me out. So as I take a drink from this Superman cup, not sponsored, but this actually, again, though, going back to it, for those that are watching on YouTube, this Superman mug was given to me by a wonderful friend when I went to the Superman celebration in Metropolis many years ago. Well, 2018/2019. And I'm sure that is a festival that I'm going to talk about more again in the future, because it was like a pilgrimage going all that way to enjoy the Superman celebration and be surrounded by Superman fans from around the world. And maybe, you know, just as another thought comes out of my head, I can invite some of the people that work for the Superman celebration or work at the Superman Museum. I can remember going to the Superman Museum and just being a rather open-mouthed at all the items that were on display in this huge building. And again, very happy memories of Metropolis that I'm sure I will talk about again in the future. But yeah, that's kind of me. Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel. A lover of all things geeky, Superman-like, and a fan of positivity, a fan of talking, in a way, I suppose. I like using my voice as a tool. I love words. I like expressing myself. I like writing. I like creating word piles. And this podcast will help with that, using my voice as an instrument, as it were. I've had fun with this podcast in the past, and I will have fun with it in the future. I'm always learning. I'm always learning new things on how to record and how to film myself. And I think in the future, I'm going to probably look back on this episode one and see faults with it. If we look hard enough, we can always find faults in the things that we do. It's not advisable, but sometimes it is important to look back and remember what you could have changed for the better, but also notice what things you were good at as well. And I enjoy positive mental attitudes, and I enjoy good mental health. And that's more than likely going to be a subject that I talk about on here. It seems to be on a lot of social media these days. It's a buzzword, mental health. It's one of those things that everyone has to talk about or has to post about. We've all dealt with things over the last few years when it comes to the pandemic and dealing with our own mental health issues. So if I was to talk about that on the podcast in the future, I would want to more than likely have a professional as my guest to talk about that. I myself do not cast myself a professional in any form when it comes to anything. But I would want to speak with somebody that was a professional in the field of mental health to talk with them about that part of everyone's life, because it is a big part of everyone's life, and it's something that should be discussed more, but not in a fleeting moment. It is something that should be talked about in its fullest, not just used as a buzzword. But other things that will be on this show in the future, anything and everything. I want to share my newfound love of books. You can see them in the background right here. I've never been a strong reader. Graphic novels and comics, yes. I've got my bookshelf behind me. It is filled with graphic novels that have been read time and time again. But books, old school, real books, books with no pictures, it's something that I've wanted to try my hardest to do. And it was one of my New Year's resolutions to read more. And this year, I've already read, I believe, about 25 books. And for me, that's huge. I've read some short books, some long books. I think the second book that I enjoyed was The Count of Monte Cristo. But it was a huge, epic tale. And I enjoyed it, though. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I've been, again, other people have influenced me to read books that they've enjoyed. And it's been a great journey. I've enjoyed murder mysteries and comedies and romance, horror stories. Oh, Aaron from Aaron Watches. If you're listening to this, you will be a guest on this show soon. But for my birthday, you gave me a copy of I Am Legend. Now, this book was completely different to the Will Smith movie. Even though I enjoyed that film, this book was fantastic. And it was terrifying. I had to read it in the morning instead of reading it at night, because my dreams were becoming so vivid and so scary that I had to change my reading pattern. But I'm grateful for that. And now I'm reading more and more. I've found my reading voice, as it were. And I'm enjoying getting lost in stories. Right now, as it is next to me, I'm reading Armada by Ernest Cline. If you're not familiar with Ernest Cline, Ready Player One and Ready Player Two are fantastic books, filled with nostalgia and references to the world of geekiness. And this one, Armada, I'm halfway through now, is a fantastic read. And other books that I've got by the side of me that I will talk about in just a moment, but that's one of those other things now that I've learned over the years about me, a new part of what brings me joy is reading books. And that's what I'm interested in talking about and sharing on here, is learning new things about people that brings them happiness, and sharing that with all of you, the listeners that are out there. And that's what the podcast is going to be all about. And who knows, in between, maybe a few celebrities, maybe a few heroes and heroines from the world of comics. In the past, I've been very, very grateful to speak with Susan Eisenberg on the show, the voice of Wonder Woman. And I've spoken with creators from Superman comics, spoken with Mark Waid, and there's a list of people in my head that I would really love to speak with about Superman. And they're out there. So who knows? A few politely worded emails are going to be sent out over the upcoming months when I've gotten back into the swing of podcasting and remembered all the things that I have forgotten. But even thinking about that and stepping out of that comfort zone, I wanted this podcast to start at the beginning of the year. January, a time for New Year's resolutions and new things and new challenges. But I kept putting it back. Kept on thinking, maybe next week I'll start. Maybe I'll start this next week after I've had some more time to think. If we do that, and the longer we do that, it's just not going to happen, is it? We keep pushing things back. So again, another example of stepping out of one's comfort zone for the greater good. And with me, it was this, to bring back the podcast of Steel. It's a project that I've been proud of. And now, Superman Rebirth, as it were, we're back with new episodes, with new guests, new things to talk about, new TV shows to geek out over, new movies to review, new movies to get excited for. So yeah, I'm excited for the journey. It's going to be fun. And that's the main thing. Fun. If it's not fun, I'm not going to do it. I've learned that over the years, is that I've put in work for things that I've not really enjoyed and not enjoyed the outcome, not enjoyed the journey. So as long as I'm having fun, the podcast of Steel is going to be here. The Geek of Steel is still going to be there. And I think that's about it. I've probably missed out lots. I get a little bit scatty when I start getting excited and talking about things, but that's the summary. The Geek of Steel and the podcast of Steel is back. I'm going to be talking about Superman. I'm going to be talking about comics. I'm going to be talking about movies. And that's something I wanted to talk about. See, the brain's working. Everything's in there. There's just lots of piles. And I'm stringing everything together with my red string. To the side of me, Blue Beetle is a film that comes out later this year. And what I absolutely love about trailers, especially DC Comics trailers recently, is that at the end they share some recommended reading. That if you want to learn more about these characters, this is what you should be reading. And this is what was suggested. Some Blue Beetle comics. And I've got them. I'm enjoying them. I'm learning more about that world and the characters. And I can't wait for the movie. The trailer looked phenomenal. The suit looked amazing. I want to learn more about these characters before I watch the film so I can enjoy those characters more. And then, of course, the other film that is coming out this year is the Flash movie. We've seen one trailer for that already. We've seen Supergirl. We've seen the Flashes. And we've seen Batman. Multiple Batman. And yeah, that trailer pretty much wrecked the internet when it was released. And pretty soon a new trailer is being released as well. A summer blockbuster, to say the least. And I'm really looking forward to that one. And I know many of you are as well. So I can't wait for those episodes of the podcasts to not only have spoiler-free reviews, but reviews filled with spoilers as well. That was a tongue twister. But it's going to be a combination of everything, this podcast. TV, films, books, adventures. It's going to be a safe, positive, happy place for me to talk with all of you about the things that we love to talk about. It's going to be for a way for me to get these thoughts out of my head and to share those things with all of you. But again, it's the emphasis of that light inside of all of us. That passion, that happy place, that place we can escape to that brings us joy. when we can talk about our heroes or talk about our favourite books or our bands, and we can feel that smile building internally as we talk with others about those things that bring us happiness. I have been Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel, your host. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Just search for the Geek of Steel and you will find me. Thank you for listening. It feels good to be back. And I'm excited to bring guests on the show to talk about the world of entertainment and share with you my thoughts and my adventures. Thank you for listening, and I will be back very soon.